This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will review the performance of public sector banks and regional rural banks at a meeting in New Delhi today. Ms. Sitharaman, along with other participants, will review the deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio, and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. Finance Minister will also evaluate the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma schemes. This is Ms. Sitharaman's first review meeting of such banks after assuming charge as Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister in the Modi 3.0 government. It will also be the first after presentation of the first full budget on 23rd of July. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In her message, the president said Raksha Bandhan is a celebration of the unique bond between brothers and sisters, which strengthens the feelings of love and mutual trust. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished this holy festival would bring sweetness in relationships, happiness, prosperity, and good fortune in people's lives. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will hold talks with his Nepalese counterpart, Arzu Rana Dhuba, in New Delhi today. Dr. Dhuba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. The ministry said that Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighbourhood first policy. It said this visit will provide both sides an opportunity to discuss and review the progress in bilateral cooperation and help in advancing ties further. Over 70 Padma Awardee doctors have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking his personal intervention in the case connected to the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last week. Doctors said such acts of brutality shake the very foundations of service by medical professionals and highlight the urgent need to address violence, particularly against women, girls and healthcare professionals. The doctors also urged the Prime Minister to take strong measures to prevent such atrocities from reoccurring. They called upon the law enforcement agencies, policymakers, and the society at large to take immediate and decisive action. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed grief over the demise of Director General of Indian Coast Guard, Rakesh Pal, in Chennai yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he was an officer with exemplary leadership abilities and professionalism and will be remembered for his invaluable contribution to India's maritime security. Ex-Army Chief General Sundara Rajan Padmanabhan passed away at his residence in Chennai today. He was 83. The 20th Chief of Army Staff was an alumnus of the prestigious Rashtriya Indian Military College, Dehradun, and the National Defence Academy, Kharagwasla, in Pune. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The weather agency also predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Jammu, Marathwada, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today. According to the IMD, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Lakshadweep are expected to witness fairly widespread rainfall during the week. Keeping their bitter rivalry aside, thousands of fans of Kolkata's big three football clubs, Mohan Bagan, East Bengal and Mohammedan Sporting, came together yesterday to protest against the rape and murder of R.G. Carr Medical College doctor. Unprecedented scenes were witnessed outside the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.